This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I think I have to say that every week that it's the official. Is there another Talk Radio Countdown Show? No. So this is the one and only Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right, Michael?
Yes, but it is official. It has the Doug Steffen seal of approval.
I've dubbed it the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Well, I think I told you the story many years ago. We were my production company was hired to create another of those histories of rock and roll that are very popular, like a whole weekend special. It was a 48-hour special. It takes a year to produce a thing like that.
Oof.
And we came up with a name that we thought was a joke. We called it the official history of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Because how do you have an official, who's the official, you know, government mm-hmm. running rock and roll?
Right.
And so we meant it as a snarky name, the official history of rock and roll, because there had been so many before.
Right.
And nobody laughed. The main broadcasting company for whom we produced this, I think it was ABC Radio Networks at the time, they accepted it unquestioning. It was promoted. Nobody in the press. I mean, it was one of the big shows of the decade. Nobody questioned how do they come across, you know, what gives them the right to call it the official history of rock and roll. And it just, it stood. But we had meant it as kind of a, you know, ironic joke.
Right.
Yeah.
I worked on a station in Cincinnati for a couple of years, and there are two talk stations, WLW and WCKY, and I was on CKY, and the boss had lots of balsam, and so WLW declared that it was the official everything, official traffic report, official weather, you name it, it was official. So this guy, Tom Severino, who's the general manager, just took all that stuff and said, we're the new official traffic station and the new official weather station. And, you know, that's about as much weight as it had.
And there are interesting terms like the authorities.
Yeah.
That's a word. government officials or any kind of organization. You know, Disney officials.
Right. The official spokesperson.
Right. Then the funny one that I always laugh at as being the height of BS is when a sponsor becomes the official truck of the Super Bowl, or
right,
the official food chain of
the toilet of the Red Sox.
Here, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of toilet of the Red Sox, I was just talking to Phil. Did you see any clips of that brouhaha, that melee, that bench clearing brawl that took place between the Red Sox and the Mets? Double-A farm teams in the third inning when a batter got hit by a pitch and all of a sudden there were 30 guys on the field beating each other.
No, all I saw, the picture of Tyson pummeling the guy in the plane. That was the only fight I saw this week.
Was that pay-per-view or is
I'd probably make it to pay-per-view at some point in time.
Did you actually see the video of it?
I did, in fact, yeah. There's no question. And Mike still has it, and this guy's got a bad. You know, he's going to have a sore face, amongst other things. Anyway, all right, let's get to our story list, please.
Here
and the
go.
People
Number
list,
10.
The official list from Talkers Magazine. This week, published at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. In case you missed the beginning, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Michael Harrison, and these are the lists.
At number 10, we have climate change, and that's tied with Earth Day. At number 9, big tech and social media. At number 8, the Florida Disney flap. At number 7, race relations. Number 6, education. Number 5, crime and integration. Immigration, rather. At number 4, January 6th committee, the coming elections. and Donald Trump activities. And number three, COVID-19.
Trump activities.
Trump activities.
He's checking the menu at Mar-a-Lago.
Big deal. He's checking the menu, he's playing records, and he's running the GOP.
There you go, all at once.
All from one hotel.
Mm-hmm.
COVID-19 is at number three. At number two, down after about a week, after a month and a half of dominating at number one, the Russia-Ukraine war, and it's tied with U.S. foreign policy, and the French election is being talked about. And number one is the economy. The people on the list, Emmanuel Macron.
By the way, I think that's very appropriate this week because, even though I was expecting, I was sort of surprised to see that. We for so long had COVID right there, and now, of course, since the war started, it was number one. But I think it's a very interesting acknowledgement how the inflation rate, what people are spending to go to a restaurant, how much it costs to buy a car, what the interest rate is on buying a house. I mean, that really is, that affects us at the moment. That's why it's so appropriate to be number one, because it affects all of us. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, the war doesn't. So anyway, excuse me, but those
you say appropriate. I mean, this is a reflection of our reading of reality.
Yeah,
the economy
right.
is the most. We're not saying it's the most important topic. We're saying it's the most talked about topic.
Yeah, right. I'm saying it's the most important as well. You don't have to say that. I'm just saying. Right. I think it affects far more people at the moment than the war does. Psychologically, we're bundled up with the whole thing going on in Ukraine, but it's not affecting our lives.
Let's just say it feels like it affects us more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It feels that way.
Yes. Yep. Right.
As to how much any of these issues will affect us depends, one, on our own personal lives,
mm-hmm.
and two, which way, you know, the cookie crumbles. You know, if you have somebody in your family who died from COVID, well, it affects you even more than the economy. There's a lot of aspects to determining the impact of all of these stories.
Got it.
The People Survey, at number 10, we have Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen. And it's a very interesting race in terms of where the Western world will be standing.
For some reason, people don't think women should be conservative. Isn't it interesting how people react, like to Marjorie Taylor Greene? Huh? She's a woman. She's a conservative. It's just for some reason, at least the circle that I and people that talk to me on the air or people that you that communicate often have interesting things to say about women who are, and I don't even like conservative because we're talking about Earth Day and that's what real conservation is about. Conserving is conservative, I think, is the misnomer. They are right of center. People understand that, or left of center. I just think it's interesting how many people, at least in my world, folks I come across, think it's inappropriate for a woman to be right of center. How do you like that? Does that say it the right way?
Well, you said your truth.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I mean, there was a famous gal named Maggie Thatcher,
yep.
From my perspective, kind of changed that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But you know
what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I just think that that's a syndrome that has undergone change.
Yeah.
In the last years and decades, but I do remember it. Well, an equal aspect of that type of stereotyping is with African Americans. There are a lot of people who cannot believe that a black American would be conservative.
A Republican, right? Yeah.
A Republican.
Who is this Larry Elder anyway? What's the big idea?
Of course there are conservative women, and of course there are conservative African Americans, and Jewish people are not all Democrats. That was a stereotype for a long time. Stereotypes don't hold up under the spotlight of scrutiny, but they also don't hold up with the changes that happen. And one of the things, you know, you said something very telling, and I'm not attacking you on it, I'm just pointing it out, it's something that I'm concerned about with me and everybody, is when you say, at least the people that I hang around with, or at least my circles, we have to talk to people outside of our worlds.
Yes, we do.
you know, handle on stuff.
I shouldn't have put it that way because that's not really true when I analyze it, because the people I talk to, the most of the people I'm on the air with. So
and we have who basically
balance.
Disagree with everything you say.
Well, that goes without saying. So anyway.
All right. Well, number nine is Rudy Giuliani.
He's, did you see him on The Masked Singer?
Rudy Mask and Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy is at nine. Elon is at eight.
He's homeless. Right?
Homeless.
Elon Musk doesn't have a home.
Poor
stays
guy.
With his friends.
That's
didn't know
I
that?
Do. That's
a homeless
I don't
guy.
Know. I can't figure him out at all. He's a mystery man to me.
Good.
I suspect he's
guy.
From another planet, and that's why
maybe.
He wants to go there.
Go back. Yeah.
He wants to go back to his home, Mars.
Go home. What is it? Phone home, E.T.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The official sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ron DeSantis, the official governor. He's at number seven. Mitch McConnell, he's kind of an official of something.
Official old fossil, yeah.
Official two sides of his head, mouth. Whatever. He talks out of every orifice at number six. Donald J. Trump. He's at number five. Catherine Kimball Mizell, she's a judge,
mm-hmm.
at number four. Vladimir Zelensky is three, Vladimir Putin is two, and Joe Biden is number one on the people survey, and it's been another crappy week.
Because Vladimir, I think that's the Russian for Joseph, isn't it? And those guys, I think they're all Joes. Joe Biden, yeah. Joe Putin, and Joe Zelensky.
They're all just regular Joes.
Regular Joes, right. Regular guys.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, I want to talk about, going back to January 6th and the aforementioned Marjorie Taylor Greene, plus a little more on Earth Day. Well, lots of things will come, I'm sure, under our scrutiny as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 18 past the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Caladryl, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That that's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael. With Michael Harrison, that's it. Yeah, Michael Harrison.
You forgot for a second.
I was about to say Michael Horn, who's another great broadcaster in our focus, but not for any reasons that we can talk about on the air.
Michael Horatio Hornblower.
Yes. Number four this week on the story list is the continuing story about the January 6th outrage. Marjorie Taylor Greene faces some stiff opposition and a legal challenge because she has taken a rather awkward position when it comes to the January 6th affair. And so there are people in her district that think she's not fit to serve. Therefore, they're starting a petition or a legal suit to keep her off the ballot. How can that?
How do you do that?
She's being impeached.
Yeah, but how do you? You can't really do that, can you?
Not, I don't know.
You can try and make a lot of noise.
But, you know, she thrives on controversy.
She does.
Mm-hmm. And I guess there are enough people in her district that relate to that. And that's why she got elected.
Is that what people are supposed to do when they're elected to office like that? To make a lot of noise and make themselves seemingly look silly instead of voting? I often think about this, and I've said it on the air many times, when I did a more political program. When I was in Florida, one of the congressmen left for some reason. I can't even remember what it was, but people urged me to run. And I said, I'm going to run for Congress. And then I thought, what would this all involve? And most of the time, as a congressperson, you spend raising money for your next election.
Right.
Which is pretty absurd. And that's Marjorie Taylor Greene has a big, a support mechanism based not on what she does to serve her constituents, but what she does to raise money and who she, you know, who she can get connected to that'll help her get elections and represent. I don't think she represents the majority of the thinking in that district at all. And I don't think she gives a damn about what people in that district, and that's the problem with too many people in Congress, don't you think? They really don't speak to their constituents and do what the representative form of government asks them to do. They raise money and get money from big donors, and that's, you know, the big donor calls up and says, I don't like this bill, so you better vote against it.
And they get money. They get money from outside the district. They get money from across the country. Of course, somebody who goes against Marjorie Taylor Greene because of her high profile and are able to establish themselves as a reasonable candidate, they too will get tons of money from all the people across the country that hate Marjorie Taylor Greene. This business, you know, one hand washes the other.
Right.
You know, it's like professional wrestling. You know, the two guys that seem to be having the big feud are really buddies.
Right, exactly.
And partners. They work together.
Speaking of... Go ahead.
That's it. We're tripping over each other.
Who's
our ability to work cohesively is over.
Uh-uh. Number eight this week is what's happening to Disney. I say it's about time. What do you read into that, and what have people been saying about it? Because if it wasn't for the war and stuff, we'd be talking about this a lot more.
It's a very complicated issue. It just basically, Disney and DeSantis are at odds with each other over a couple of bills, the main one being the parental rights bill, otherwise called the Don't Say Gay bill. And DeSantis is punishing them by convincing the legislature to overturn an old ruling that basically paved the way for Disney to be established by giving them tax breaks and the ability to police their own territory, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the result of that has been a boom for the Florida economy. It's complicated and very political.
Yep, sure is. All right, well, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how that restructures that whole area, 38,000 acres of land that Disney bought under a different name so he could buy it cheap. And now they've created their own world within a world, if you will. I think they deserve some of the negative press they get.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News. Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a Russian general is sharing their plan.
The deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District said on Friday that Moscow wants to seize all of southern and eastern Ukraine, far wider aims than Russia had acknowledged. Ukraine officials said his comments have given to the lie that Russia's previous assertions that it had no territorial ambitions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Four after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I think we
it's still the
that.
Official. Did you fill out the form? Did you renew the form?
I did, and I signed it in blood.
Good, because you have to fill that form out and send $6.92.
Right to
the official committee.
Chicago.
Official
what was
everything.
It? What was Chicago 66666? What was the Spiegel catalog? Wasn't that?
Oh my
send
gosh.
Your
Spiegel, right, yeah, Chicago, no. Illinois, 60601.
There it is, 60. Thank you. All right.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
But Ty, don't you remember the all the
no.
ads? Come
time.
On, baloney. You remember the Spiegel, whatever it was.
The Spiegel right. catalog. I remember the Sears catalog.
Sears. No. Sears
I remember catalog. The Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
All right, this is getting silly.
No, it's not.
That we shouldn't be silly.
Why don't we should sell the Talk Radio Countdown Show seal of approval.
Okay. And?
Well,
how is it worth?
Whatever the heck we can get.
You know how you buy
more
things
than we
it
had.
Says on the, it says, as seen on TV?
I love that one.
Yeah.
As seen on TV.
As seen on TV.
It looks like TV Guide. They
right,
use the
exactly.
same TV logo as TV Guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I'm not sure what the status of TV Guide is anymore.
No, I don't think
in fact, I'm not even sure if there's such a thing as TV anymore.
Oh,
is that
on.
There's a term that TV.
Television.
It's now video.
Speaking of television big stars, I see our friend Bill O'Reilly got into a jam this week.
He's my podcast this week, and I didn't know that happened. Yeah. We recorded it right before it happened. Poor Bill O'Reilly got caught on somebody's iPhone berating an employee at JetBlue.
I'm going to have your job.
Yeah, right. Let me see your badge number.
Do you know who I am?
I'm sure all of that happened.
Come on, Bill. Why do you do that? Why do you feed into these?
Because he's lost his touch. He's lost his earthly connection. And
he's been that way a long time.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Yep, he's been that way. Pretty arrogant since the beginning, since it went to his head. You can't let any of this stuff go to your head. Because it's fame is fleeting, as somebody said.
The one thing you really got to be—you got to be really careful about bullying somebody who's doing their job.
Yep.
And has no real power over the situation.
Mm-mm.
And no matter what it is, you just got.
So I'll tell you, this is me being laying myself completely open. I pulled that stunt one morning at 4 o'clock on my way to the studio in Los Angeles. Maybe it was 2 o'clock. I don't even remember what it was. When I first started working at KBC.
KBC.
Yep.
We know you're in trouble when I have to help you with the call letters you worked at 30 years ago.
The only station in L.A. I haven't been on is KFI, so I sometimes forget which one.
You should say the only station you haven't been thrown off of.
I didn't get thrown off at KBC. Well, I suppose in a sense.
No, I don't know. What are you saying? Yeah, go back to laying yourself bare. I want to hear this.
Anyway, I live in Ocean Park, which is on the beach, and the Santa Monica police are very observant as to what's going on at 2 o'clock in the morning, or whenever it was, 3, it was early in the morning. So I went through a stop sign and didn't stop completely. Wow. And I got out of the car. He came over to me and started to give me the old 1-2, and I said, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh, no.
Just like that. Yep.
Oh, no.
And you know what?
I'm Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. And he said, "Yes, I do." When he saw it, he said, "Why do you have a Massachusetts driver's license? And why do you have a car registered in Massachusetts?" And I told him. And he said, "Well, I actually like listening to you, so I'll give you a warning."
Oh, wow.
And so that was the end of that. But that was the only time in my entire career I have ever done that. And I felt really stupid after I did it. But it seems to have worked. So
I had a similar situation in Santa Monica.
Did you?
I was driving down Wilshire Boulevard. I got pulled over. I said to the cop, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "No." I said, "I'm Doug Steffen's friend." He said, "You're under arrest." Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't. Right, exactly. How many people on the air these days with so much podcasting? And, we know there are fewer jobs, good jobs in talk radio, but there are a lot of jobs in podcasting, and
are
the behind the scenes,
but they don't pay.
Well, that's my question. There is a big to-do about radio hosts going to podcasting, because the people that are represented by the folks who have agents who get normally 10% of whatever you make, they don't like the fact that some of their clients are going over to podcasting because they don't make as much money as they had been before. But what they don't realize is that those jobs are going away anyway on the air. That's why the hosts sort of resort to podcasting, because they got no other place to be heard. How often do you think that's the case, by the way?
Well, you can't quantify something like that, because it's all mixed up. In most cases, podcasting is an extension of a person's brand promotion.
Yes.
Because there's multi-platform broadcasting today. I don't know if people are going to it for money. I think they're going to it as an extension of their brand. And one of the processes that are going on right now in broadcasting is figuring out a way to increase revenue, or monetize, as the word is used, these different platforms. So it's complicated. But yeah, if a person is out of work and they are a by their occupation is they are a radio broadcaster or a performer, a talent, many are turning to podcasting because it is a way to have an audience if you do have a following or to make a following and be out there and do a show, which couldn't be done back in the days before the internet. So,
do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah, I do.
You do one.
I do a podcast. I do a radio show that some people think is a podcast, which is interesting. A lot of people think my radio show and my podcast are the same show.
Yeah.
It's very hard to define anything in this society. It's so noisy, and people don't pay a lot of attention. Yeah. What I find myself fascinated by as a consumer is video podcasts, which are just called videos.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, and quite often I will listen to the soundtrack of video podcasts, otherwise called videos, because I like the content that they have more than the content of many of the audio podcasts. I like the philosophy, I like the science, I like the various strange theories and stuff that you see on YouTube, and I listen to them often. They put me to sleep. I have to listen to podcasts just like I listen to radio because it's all part of the talk media.
Yep. Yeah. And does that play into what's talked about in podcasts? Does that play into the story list that you publish every week at Talkers?
Not directly, no. The story list that we publish in Talkers is news talk radio stations such as the one that people are listening to now.
Right.
However, what's talked about on podcasts is a bellwether of what's being talked about on the radio. Usually starts in podcasts and goes to the radio. Unless, of course, the podcasts are made 2 weeks earlier. But a lot of people do daily podcasts.
Yeah, well, and people that are on the radio now, some of them have started as podcasters. Ben Shapiro comes to mind. I guess Bongino as well. There are a number, you can probably come up with a number better than can I, as to who. You know, it used to be that you didn't get a job as a talk radio host unless you'd been doing something else on the air. And then, you know, people started, the farm team went away, and we didn't have a lot of, the question was always asked at the Talkers Convention, where's the farm team? Because the syndicated shows pushed all the people out that were in the local markets, and so there was not a farm team. So the podcasting then became the farm team, right?
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking.
And it's a good farm team. It's a good, effective farm team. The internet is a place where you find people from all fields come from that. Mm-hmm. Politicians come from that. Journalists come from that. Not just radio talent. And, of course, television personalities are coming out of the aforementioned videos. So it's a new world. But these are not alternatives anymore. There is no mass media or mainstream media. Social media, digital media, are every bit as mass and mainstream as radio, television, newspapers, movies, the things that we think of, which are really 20th century forms of media.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking, this is ancillary to nothing, but talking about newspapers, I have a paint job going on the farm, and we needed something to block the windows so we could paint.
The use of newspapers.
And we were looking for newspapers.
So you went to your birdcage, and you found
couldn't
something.
Find it. No, it wasn't even a fish wrapper around. We had to go buy paper at the local hardware store to put on the windows. That's difficult. We should be ashamed of ourselves because we got no more newspapers.
Do you remember when people would insult a newspaper going, I wouldn't wrap fish in your newspaper, I use your your newspaper for a birdcage. Do you remember the show Lou Grant?
Yes.
Well, Lou Grant, when he was working at a newspaper in Los Angeles, it opened up by showing somebody cutting down a tree, and it ended with the process when they did the credits with the bird making his business on his page on the newspaper.
Poo-poo.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story list for the week of April 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Earth Day. And kind of interesting things going on around the country this weekend that lots of people are talking about. At number 9, trending stories on social media. Number 8, Disney. Getting basically pushed out of the park, if you will, in terms of tax benefits. Number 7, all the problems with the races, race relationships, educational problems and issues. Number 6, crime, and number crime as it relates to our immigration policy. That's number 5. Number 4, January 6th. Number 3, the mask mandate as it applies to COVID-19. Number 2, the war. And number 1, the economy. Those are the big stories this week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. All right, on that note, we'll pause for a moment here and then come back with Michael and his last, if you will, or the most recent MH interview. That's after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
So it's great business time for Caliter, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On the people list this week, the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen. She's running against him. She's very conservative. He's not. And so the French elections are the focus there. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani showing up from The Masked Singer. Number 8, Elon Musk doesn't have any place to live. Doesn't have a home. He's homeless. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Seems to be, depending on who you talk to, the greatest guy in the world or Public enemy number one. Mitch McConnell is at 6. Trump's at 5. Catherine Kimball Mizell, who's the judge that overturned the mask mandate, is number 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe, he's our president. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So that's the official list from talkers for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the MH interview. It's entitled the No Spin with Bill O'Reilly. Well, what kind
taking
of a spin?
Taking a no spin. Taking yes. a no spin with Bill O'Reilly. Right. Bill O'Reilly and I had a nice conversation. It was prior to his incident at the JetBlue ticket counter. But it's a very interesting conversation because Bill O'Reilly tells us the inside poop about his recent four-city history tour with Donald Trump. And he pulls no punches. He tells the truth, and also he talks about his view of the current state of cable news television.
So he tells the truth in that, what was the attendance like? It seemed that the tour got cut short because, right, there weren't enough people going. I think that was it.
Well, that's a...
Save that for the...
Next week, I'll tell you.
Well, listen to the MH interview at mhinterview.com or talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now with our special legal authority, the official legal authority, Michael Harrison and I were having a nice time talking about the word official and how it applies like it was a legal term. The official lawyer for the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, also a professor of law at Bentley University. So here we go with a couple of different items here from the story list. First of all, the mask mandate. The lawyer, Ms. Mizell, I think is her name, she overturned the mask mandate this week, much to the surprise, but to the joy of people like me who fly a lot. I'm not opposed to wearing a mask. Probably I will on a plane, but I don't want to be told that I have to. And there's a poll out today, Steve, suggesting Americans are in favor of wearing masks on planes. And I suggest to you that those people who are on the who took the poll don't fly as much as I do. and therefore, the results. So
yeah, well, you know, I would bring up a piece of personal kind of experience with that. I got a call from my daughter today, who is a flight attendant, and she just came down with COVID, and as did a couple of members of her crew. Yeah, it probably is safer, if not not necessarily the most comfortable thing when it comes to wearing a mask, particularly on a plane where you've got that, you know, confined area. The bigger question is, you know, can the government actually require people to wear masks and industries and businesses to do so? And, you know, it, that's one reason why my understanding is the Justice Department and the CDC are appealing the decision of the Florida judge. Might add that the Florida judge, when she was being nominated for a judgeship by President Trump a couple of years ago, the ABA, the American Bar Association, which rates judges prior to that, rated her as unqualified. But the arguments that she made could be made. I don't think they will hold. I do think that even the Supreme Court, which is where this will end up, which has been pretty much against enforced mandates, will agree that the government does have the authority to do this. Now, the fact that they do have the authority doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to put that rule back into effect.
Well, it runs out. This is the ludicrous side of this is that the mandate runs out on May 4th or something anyway, and they won't really even have been heard by then. So the government fighting with it, with the government at the taxpayer expense, that's the thing that seems ludicrous and offensive to me about
well,
all of this.
You can, you know, it could be extended, but you're right as far as the present one goes, and you could even, you could be a good judge, Doug, because there could be a judge who could say, this is moot. It's not an issue because it's not in effect at the time. But it is important for the government in some instances to be able to take health measures to protect people, such as basic vaccinations that we require kids to have before they go to school, which never were an issue until social media. But it'll be interesting to see what the courts do with it.
All right. The situation with Disney, number 8 this week, is the whole, now this is a huge can of worms, and you know it's going to end up in court and probably go to the Supreme Court. So is Disney all powerful? Can they get away with, or the state of Florida get away, I guess it depends on the side you're on, with the, you know, changing the rules?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Frankly, the most bothersome thing to me about this is I think it's an abuse of power by Governor DeSantis and the Florida legislature. It appears to be mere response to the fact that Disney is not supporting some of the legislation that appears to be discriminatory against the LGBTQ community in Florida. There was absolutely no reason for this to, and so suddenly to bring up a punitive action against a significant company, and one that brings in a lot of money to Florida on the basis of they merely disagree with the policy regarding LGBTQ community and laws, that to me is probably the most bothersome thing, and I think that might be a real basis for the appeal by Disney.
How much time are you spending watching the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial?
Well, I have to watch it. I am a professor of media law, among other things, and boy, is that thing interesting.
What a can of worms, man. Oof.
Yep.
Neither of them look like much in terms of the eyes of the public, I would think. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, the official attorney of record for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. and it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.